The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the broadcast. Hello, this is Kurt Benrood for the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading movie and theater previews. This is information gleaned from several websites to bring you up-to-date information about movies, plays, and various other events that are being offered in our area with audio description. We'll begin with a quick overview. More details about the most immediate offerings will follow later in the show. Starting off in Raleigh and Cary, we have 12 Angry Jurors by Cary Players, playing at the Cary Arts Center on Sunday, September 29th at 3 p.m. Also, Inherit the Wind by Justice Theater Project at Umstead United Church of Christ on Sunday, September 29th at 3:30 p.m. Blood at the Root at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, October 6th, 3 p.m. West Side Story at North Carolina Theater in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium on Saturday, October 29th. The Taming by Justice Theater Project, performed at Peace College on Sunday, November 3rd, 3 p.m. The Fall of the House of Usher by Applause, Cary Youth Theater, in the Cary Arts Center on Sunday, November 3rd, 3 p.m. Charlie Brown by Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, November 3rd, 5 p.m. Having Our Say, The Delaney Sisters, by North Carolina Theater in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium on Saturday, November 9th, 2 p.m. The Best Christmas Pageant Ever by Cary Players in the Cary Arts Center on Sunday, December 8th, 3 p.m. Cinderella by Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, December 15th, 5 p.m. And Black Nativity by Justice Theater Project in Stewart Theater in the Tally Student Union at North Carolina State University on Sunday, December 15th, 3 p.m. Moving over to Durham and Chapel Hill, Aladdin at the DPAC, that is the Durham Performing Arts Center, on Saturday, October 5th, 8 p.m. This is a new listing, Waters Rise by Women's Theater Festival at the Shadowbox Studios, October 12th, 1:30 p.m. And October 12th is a Saturday. Moving on here, we've got Dairyland at Playmakers in Chapel Hill on Tuesday, October 22nd, 7:30 p.m. And then the Durham 150 Closing Ceremony at the Durham Performing Arts Center on November 2nd, 7:30 p.m. A Bronx Tale at the DPAC on Saturday, November 9th, 8 p.m. And Ragtime at Playmakers in Chapel Hill on Tuesday, November 26th, 7:30 p.m. Over in the Greensboro area, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf at Triad Stage on Saturday, December 28th at 2 p.m. And now for an overview of movies. For starters, these are the theaters that show movies with audio description. In Raleigh, we have the North Hills Stadium 14 at 4150 Main at North Hills Street, and the Briar Creek Stadium 14 at 8611 Briar Creek Parkway. In Chapel Hill, there is the Timberline 6 at 120 Banks Drive. In Cary, the Crossroads Stadium 20 at 501 Cataboo Avenue. In Apex, the Beaver Creek Stadium 12 at 1441 Beaver Creek Commons Drive, and in Garner, the White Oak Stadium 14 at 1205 Timber Drive East. Regal Theaters has a telephone system for getting up-to-date information about movies playing in their theaters. You call this number. It is 844-462-7349. That's 844-462-7342. And just follow the menu prompts to find out what time the movie is showing. And now, what movies are there? Well, brand new this week, there is Ad Astra, rated PG-13, playing at the Crossroads in Cary, Briar Creek in Raleigh, and the White Oak in Garner. Downton Abbey, rated PG-13, at those same three theaters, Crossroads, Briar Creek, White Oak, and also at the Beaver Creek in Apex. And Rambo Last Blood, rated R, at all of these theaters except the Timberline. And so once again, in Raleigh, that's North Hills and Briar Creek. In Cary, it's Crossroads, Garner, White Oak, and Apex, Beaver Creek. Holdover movies from previous weeks. We have Angel Has Fallen, rated R, plays at all of these theaters except the Timberline. Brittany Runs a Marathon, rated R, playing only at the White Oak in Garner. Dora and the Lost City of Gold, rated PG, still playing at the Crossroads in Cary, Briar Creek, White Oak, and Timberline in Chapel Hill. Good Boys, rated R, is at the North Hills, Crossroads, Briar Creek, White Oak, and Timberline, everything except for Beaver Creek. Hustlers, rated R, is playing everywhere except Timberline. Overcomer, rated PG, is everywhere except Timberline. It, Chapter 2, rated R, plays at all of these theaters. Peanut Butter Falcon, rated PG-13, plays in North Hills and Crossroads. Ready or Not, rated R, plays at the Crossroads in Cary and the Timberline in Chapel Hill. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, rated PG-13, plays only at the Beaver Creek in Apex. The Angry Birds Movie 2, rated PG, Beaver Creek in Apex and Timberline in Chapel Hill. The Lion King, rated PG, at North Hills, Briar Creek, and Beaver Creek. And finally, Toy Story 4, rated G, playing only at the Beaver Creek. And very shortly, I'll be repeating that telephone number for getting showtimes. All these showtimes are available by calling 844-462-7342. That's 844-462-7342, and then you simply follow the menu prompts. So that's the overview of the plays and the movies. Let's zoom in on the plays. In Cary, 12 Angry Jurors by Cary Players in the Cary Arts Center on Sunday, September 29th, 3 p.m. It's written by Reginald Rose and adapted by Sherman L. Sergel. It was originally called 12 Angry Men. "He doesn't stand a chance," mutters the guard, as the 12 jurors are taken into the bleak jury room. It's an open and shut case, until one of the jurors begins opening the other's eyes to the facts. The Cary Players season kicks off with 12 Angry Jurors, a classic drama about what it means to pass judgment on one of your fellow peers in a democracy. Originally released in 1957 as the film 12 Angry Men, this update allows for a large cast of all ages and genders. Directed by local theatrical veteran Yvonne Anderson, the show takes place on a hot summer day after a long trial where a jury must unanimously decide the fate of a 19-year-old man accused of murdering his father. With a single holdout, tempers flare as the 11 jurors try their best to convince the lone dissenter to come around to their side. As the evidence is re-examined, however, jurors face their own life experiences and perspectives in their search for the truth and whether there is, in fact, some measure of reasonable doubt. Adult prices are $20, seniors 55 and up, and students are $18, and Carey Players offers a buy one for yourself, get one for your driver special for users of the audio description service. Make your reservations by calling 919-462-2055. That's 919-462-2055, and you can use that buy one, get one free. Inherit the Wind by Justice Theater Project at the Umstead United Church of Christ, which, incidentally, I attended over the weekend and found it to be marvelous. It's written by Jerome Lawrence and Robert E. Lee, directed by Jerry Sipp. The man who has everything figured out is probably a fool, so says one of the characters. In a sleepy Bible Belt town, a teacher is arrested for defying state law by teaching Darwin's theory of evolution to his class. Matthew Harrison Brady, a presidential contender, joins the prosecution against evolution, prompting the Baltimore Herald to hire renowned attorney Henry Drummond for the defense. Based on the infamous Scopes Monkey Trial, an epic clash of the titans ensues in the true trial of the century. Now, Justice Theater Project will actually give you 2 free tickets, no purchase necessary, for users of the audio description service. One for you, one for your driver on the house. Call them at 919-264-7089. That's 919-264-7089. Blood at the Root by Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, October 6th, 3 p.m. It's written by Dominique Morisseau, directed by Lumarav Jones. Based on the true story of the Jena Six, 6 black students who were initially charged with attempted murder for a school fight after being provoked with nooses hanging from a tree on campus. This bold ensemble drama examines the miscarriage of justice, racial double standards, the crisis in relations between men and women of all classes, and, as a result, the shattering state of black family life. Single ticket prices, excluding tax, for adults are $27, and students and seniors are $23. Their phone number is 919-821-3111. Raleigh Little Theater offers users of audio description service a buy one for yourself, get one for your driver or companion special. And once again, their phone number is 919-821-3111. West Side Story at North Carolina Theater in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium, Saturday, October 19th, 2 p.m. The world's greatest love story takes to the streets of New York in the landmark Tony Award-winning musical West Side Story. Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet is given a modern twist as 2 young idealistic lovers find themselves caught between warring street gangs, the, quote, American Jets, and the Puerto Rican Sharks. From the first note to the final breath, West Side Story will captivate you with its poignant and powerful story and inspiring musical score, including memorable songs Maria, I Feel Pretty, America, and more. Tickets start at $30.15, run up to $87.15. Their number is 919-831-6941. That's 919-831-6941. 6941. Moving over to Durham, we've got Aladdin at the DPAC on Saturday, October 5th, 8 p.m. This is SunTrust Broadway at DPAC. Discover a whole new world at Disney's Aladdin. The hit Broadway musical from the producer of The Lion King comes the timeless story of Aladdin, a thrilling new production filled with unforgettable beauty, magic, comedy, and breathtaking spectacle. It's an extraordinary theatrical event where one lamp and three wishes make the possibilities infinite. Hailed by USA Today as pure genius, that's G-E-N-I-E, hyphen U-S. Aladdin features all your favorite songs from the film, as well as new music written by Tony and Academy Award winner Alan Menken, with lyrics penned by the legendary Howard Ashman, Tony Award winner Tim Rice, and book writer Chad Begelin. Directed and choreographed by Tony Award winner Casey Nicola, this fabulous and extravagant, so says the New York Times, new musical boasts an incomparable design team with sets, costumes, and lighting from Tony Award winners. See why audiences and critics agree Aladdin is, in the words of NBC TV, exactly what you wish for. The new listing, Waters Rise, by Women's Theater Festival in the Shadowbox Studios in Durham. This is October 12th. It's a Saturday, 1:30 p.m., written by Justine Weisinger, directed by Yvette Holder. Aliens, flooding, moral dilemmas, guns. It's a comedy, we swear. In this surprising comedy, climate change has made it so that almost every town is flooded. To make matters worse, there's been a bit of an alien invasion, and the government is not being entirely transparent about it. It's a battle between suits and souls as roommates Holly and Sarah try to decide how wicked they're willing to be in order to survive. Dairyland at Playmakers plays on Tuesday, October 22nd, 7:30 p.m. It's written by Heidi Armbruster, directed by Vivian Benesch. It's a world premiere comedy. Sometimes you really put your foot in it, a quote from the play. Raw from an office romance, stinging from a journalistic rivalry, and exhausted by a never-ending series of baby showers, Allie, a food writer in New York City, never expected to find herself on the wrong side of an epic food fight. When she escapes to her father's dairy farm in Wisconsin, she meets a cow named Patches, who promises to show her the way home. Due to casual use of coarse language, they are encouraging all patrons to use their own discretion in determining the appropriateness of the material. Tickets are $15 on the audio-described night. You can dial 919-962-7529. That's 919-962-7529 for tickets to Dairyland. Durham 150 closing ceremony at the DPAC on November 2nd, 7:30 p.m., celebrating Durham and 150 years of innovation, Durham's sesquicentennial, a year-long celebration of the city of Durham's 150th anniversary of incorporation in 2019, encourages Durhamites and visitors to explore themes of history and education, innovation and entrepreneurship, social equity and robust democracy, as well as arts and leisure. The Year of Celebration is supported by the City of Durham, Discover Durham, the Museum of Durham History, as well as the generous contributions of Durham residents, businesses, and organizations. the Durham 150 closing ceremony, presented by Duke University and Duke Health, takes place once again on Saturday, November 2nd, from 7:30 to 10 p.m. at DPAC. It'll be a culminating event of Durham 150 and will explore the history of Durham through narration, video, live performance, and music. Tickets start at $15, go as high as $30, and their phone number is 919-688-3722. That's 919-688-3722. Jumping over to Greensboro, we've got Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf by Triad Stage on Saturday, September 28th, 2 p.m. It's Edward Albee's play. Come to the party, but don't play the drinking games. The lights are on late at George and Martha's, as two couples in a quiet college town turn a nightcap into an all-out, all-night fight. Peek through their windows and uncover the devastating truth behind the illusions. The artistic director tells us that there are lots of good plays and probably even more bad plays, but there are only a handful of legendary plays, those plays that shook the theater, jolting us out of old ways of thinking and forever changing what comes after. These are my favorite plays because we are altered by our encounter with them. Edward Albee's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf still grabs us as intensely as it did half a century ago with its expose of dreams and self-destructive fantasies. Tickets start at $15 and their number is 336-272-0160. That's 336-272-0160. And now a closer look at movies. The new movies this week, once again, Ad Astra is rated PG-13 for some violence and bloody images and brief, strong language. It runs 2 hours and 4 minutes. 30 years ago, Clifford McBride, played by Tommy Lee Jones, led a voyage into deep space, but the ship and crew were never heard from again. Now his son, Brad Pitt, a fearless astronaut, must embark on a daring mission to Neptune to uncover the truth about his missing father and a mysterious power surge that threatens the stability of the universe. This is a sci-fi fantasy mystery action adventure. And it stars Brad Pitt, Donald Sutherland, Tommy Lee Jones, Ruth Negga, Liv Tyler, Greg Brick, and Jamie Kennedy, and it's directed by James Gray. Downton Abbey is rated PG. It runs 2 hours and 2 minutes. Excitement is high at Downton Abbey when the Crawley family learns that King George V and Queen Mary are coming to visit. But trouble soon arises when Mrs. Patmore, Daisy, and the rest of the servants learn that the king and queen travel with their own chefs and attendants, setting the stage for an impromptu scheme and other shenanigans. The cast includes Hugh Bonneville, Maggie Smith, Michelle Dockery, Imelda Stanton, Elizabeth McGovern, Stephen Campbell Moore, Tuppence Middleton, Joanne Froget, Laura Carmichael, and Penelope Wilton. It's directed by Michael Engler, and it's billed as a drama. Rambo Last Blood is rated R for strong graphic violence, grisly images, drug use, and language. It runs 1 hour and 30 minutes. When a friend's daughter is kidnapped, Rambo, played by Sylvester Stallone, crosses the U.S.-Mexico border to bring her home, but finds himself up against one of Mexico's most ruthless cartels. In addition to Stallone, it stars Oscar Jainata, Adriana Barraza, Paz Vega, Yvette Monreal, Sergio Paris Mencheta, Jeannie Kim, and Joaquin Cosio, and it's directed by Adrian Grunberg. Brittany Runs a Marathon is rated R for language throughout and some drug material and sexuality. It runs an hour and 43 minutes. A hard-partying woman, Jillian Bell, receives a startling wake-up call when a visit to the doctor reveals how unhealthy she is. Motivated to lose weight, she soon takes up running to help her prepare for her ultimate goal, competing in the New York City Marathon. And it is rated R. Next up, we've got Good Boys, rated R for strong, crude sexual content, drug and alcohol material, and language throughout, all involving tweens. It runs an hour and 35 minutes. Invited to his first kissing party, 12-year-old Max and his best friends Lucas and Thor for some much-needed help on how to pucker up. When they hit a dead end, Max decides to use his father's drone to spy on the teenage girls next door. When the boys lose the drone, they skip school and hatch a plan to retrieve it before Max's dad can figure out what happened. It's an adventure comedy. Cast includes Jacob Tremblay, Will Fort, Laurel Howery, Molly Gordon, Enid Ray Adams, Millie Davis, Chance Hurstfield, Brady Noon, Keith L. Williams, and Midori Francis. Directors are Gene Stupnitsky and Lee Eisenberg. Hustlers is rated R for pervasive sexual material, drug content, language, and nudity. It runs 1 hour and 50 minutes. Inspired by the viral New York Magazine article, Hustlers follows a crew of savvy former strip club employees who band together to turn the tables on their Wall Street clients. It stars Jennifer Lopez and Constance Wu. It's a drama, comedy, suspense thriller, and it also cast includes Julia Stiles, Kiki Palmer, Frank Whaley, Cardi B, Lily Reinhart, Mercedes Rule, and Tracy Lissette, and Usher. This is directed by Laureen Scafaria. And here's one that I missed in the overview. It's Official Secrets, rated R for language. It runs 1 hour and 42 minutes. She risked everything to stop an unjust war. Her government called her a traitor. Based on world-shaking true events, Official Secrets tells the gripping story of Catherine Gunn, a British intelligence specialist whose job involves routine handling of classified information. It plays only at the Crossroads in Kerry. And folks, sorry about this, but we've run out of time for this episode of Movie and Theater Previews. I hope you've enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Kurt Benrood, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service, formerly known as Triangle Radio Reading Service. Good night, and we'll see you down the road.